弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with the brothers and sisters。
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考神从母腹就分别为圣的人。
And now, in the holy name of the Lord Jesus, we'd like to study how God has separated in the womb。
这是要来谈谈耶利米书里面有关于耶利米先知他这个人以及他所留给我们的教训。
And this is about the prophet Jeremiah and the teachings that he has left behind for us.
我们读经进入来读耶利米书。
Now in our Bible reading, we are reading Jeremiah.
那耶利米先知是一个很特殊的人物。
Prophet Jeremiah is a very special character.
他在整个他的书里面呢，在表达他对他神的百姓的感情。
In his entire book, he is describing his feelings toward the people of Israel.
我们可以看到，耶利米先知呢，他常常流眼泪。
We can see many times that Prophet Jeremiah shed tears.
他流眼泪是因为他看到即将要来的毁灭。
He shed tears because he saw the disaster and destruction that was about to come.
他流眼泪是因为看到百姓顽梗悖逆，不听神的话。
He shed tears because he saw that the people would not listen at all and had rebelled.
他流眼泪是因为他很勇敢地去宣讲了神的信息。
He shed tears because he bravely proclaimed the message of God.
那他在讲信息的时候，圣经特别描述他的心里面像有火在烧一样。
And when he was speaking the message, the Bible specifically said that it was like a fire burning in his heart.
那他所讲出的信息，其实很多在当世代都应验了。
And the message that he said at that time was actually fulfilled.
那他所关心的其实就是他当时他的同胞以色列百姓。
And who he cared about were his companions, his peers, the Israelites.
他其实是非常有爱心，可是他又受到非常不仁慈的对待。
And though he was filled with love, he was received with uncompassionate treatment.
他的爱似乎百姓并不能够了解，也并没办法接受。
And his love was not understood by the people and not accepted by the people.
但其实，若是愿意听他的话的人，最后都得福气的。
But in fact, those who were willing to listen to him were able to receive blessing in the end.
只是很可惜，他所讲的信息在当世代，就好像当时人的耳朵都被蒙蔽，没有办法了解他所讲的重点。
But it's very pitiful that the people who listened at that time, their ears were dull and were not able to accept it and listen.
那我们在今天在读耶利米书第四章的时候呢
？When we read Jeremiah chapter four，
因为我们今天是在读第四章啊。
Because today our Bible reading is Jeremiah four。
那第四章，如果我们看一下第十九节
，If we look at verse 19 in chapter four，
四章的十九节
Jeremiah 4:19，
请读。
19， Oh my soul, my soul, I am pained in my very heart.My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace because you have heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war.
第二十节
20. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is plundered. Suddenly my tents are plundered and my curtains in a moment.
二十一节
21. How long will I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet?
二十二节
22. For my people are foolish. They have not known me. They are silly children, and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge.
你看这一段圣经在，就是先知耶利米的话，他说他的肺腑，他的心肠，在里面疼痛。
This passage is the words of Jeremiah. It says that his heart is in pain inside of him.
他的心在里面，非常的难过，烦躁不安。
His heart inside of him is not at peace.
他没有办法不讲话了。
And he cannot hold his peace and not speak anymore.
因为神的信息临到他。
Because the message of God has come upon him.
神让他看到异象。
God has allowed him to see a vision.
这个异象就是这个毁灭会很快的从北方来到。
And this destruction is that, and this vision is that destruction will come very quickly from the south.
他从
from the north.
他听到脚声跟打仗的喊声，就是大征战来到。
He hears the sounds of the trumpets and the standard, which means it is the sound of war.
那这个大征战是他这个国，他的国家是完全被毁灭的。
And the result is that his entire nation will be destroyed.
他说：“我的帐篷，我的幔子会忽然毁坏，顷刻就破坏。”
He says, "Suddenly my tents are plundered and my curtains in a moment."
也就是说， 包括他自己的家，他自己的环境，全部都跟着百姓一起受苦的。
Which is to say, his house, his own environment is going to suffer along with the Israelites.
那为什么会这样子
？And why is this going to happen?
因为第二十二节神说
，Because in verse 22, God said,
我的百姓愚顽，不认识我。
My people are foolish; they have not known me.
他们愚昧无知，他们有智慧行恶，但是没有知识行善。
They're silly children. They have no understanding, and they are wise to do evil and to do good. They have no knowledge.
他们有智慧行恶，就是说他们可以做出很多很多的坏事。
They are wise to do evil means that they can do many, many bad things.
他们没有知识行善，就是他们没有办法，竟然没有办法去听懂神的话语。
To do good, they have no knowledge means that they don't know how to understand the word of God.
他们也没有能力去行出神要他们行的事。
And they don't have the ability to do the things that God wants them to do.
啊，所以这个愚昧无知的儿女最后所受到的审判就是这个毁灭即将来到了。
And so these silly children who have no understanding, in the end, what will happen to them is quick destruction.
那当时候先知看到的异象就是从二十三节描述到二十六节里。
And the vision that the prophet saw at that time started from verse 23 to verse 26.
他说这个地是空虚混沌啊。
He says that the earth is without form and void.
天无光啊。
And the sky or the heavens have no light.
大山小山全部都摇动。
Mountains tremble and the hills move back and forth.
所有的生物，人、飞鸟都没有了。
All living things, birds and humans, are no more.
所有的土地都变成荒凉了。
All of the land has become barren.
都是因为神的烈怒把它拆毁了。
That is because the fierce anger of God has taken it apart.
哦，所以这个就是看到即将到来的毁灭，让这个先知心里面非常的难过。
And this is the coming destruction that he's seen, and that's why he's so pained in his heart.
那这件事情事实上是从神来的。
And this situation in reality comes from God.
因为第二十八节啊。
Because in verse 28,
第二十八节说：“地要悲哀，天上在上的天也要黑暗，因为我言已出，我意已定，必不后悔，也不转意，不做了。”
28 says, For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken, I have purposed, and will not relent, nor will I turn back from it.
这个就是当时候，先知已经知道这件事情一定会来到，因为神已经决意要这样做，要这样施行审判。
At that time, the prophet knew that this was going to happen, that God was going to place his judgment.
那我们在读耶利米书的时候，会发现耶利米他很多时候他就提到他自己的心情，面对这样的毁灭的时候，他的心情是怎么样一回事
？And the book of Jeremiah often talks about how Jeremiah feels when facing this destruction.
那耶利米书里面呢、啊，他在介绍耶利米这个人呢、啊，一开头就很特别了。
And when Jeremiah is introduced at the very beginning, it's already very special.
在第一章的地方，他特别提到说，他是从母腹就被神分别为圣的。
It says in chapter 1 that he was already set apart in the womb of his mother.
我们看第一章的第五节。
Let us look at 1 verse 5.
第五节。
5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
你看这个耶利米先知他是祭司的家庭长大的。
Jeremiah grew up in the family of a priest.
第一节一开头就说他是在希勒家的他是希勒家的儿子的。
Here in verse 1 of chapter 1, it says he was a son of Hilkiah.
那他是亚拿图城的祭司。
Of the priests who were in Anathoth.
那祭司呢？祭司利未人如果根据民数记呢，他们通常都是30岁到50岁的时候在圣殿里面供职。
And priests, according to Numbers were Levites who were aged 30 to 50 when they are serving in the temple.
那一般来说，他们到年纪25岁的时候，那男丁做祭司呢，就要到圣殿里面去跟着长一辈的人一起学习怎么样服侍神。
And according to tradition, starting at age 25, they would go into the temple to start to learn from older priests how to serve.
好啊，所以从25岁到30岁，这就是他们学习服侍神的时间。
And so from age 25 to age 30 is the time that they learn how to serve God.
然后30岁以后，他们就真的接受这个工作， 在圣殿里面照着神的规矩在服事。
And age 30 and on, then they truly enter into the holy temple and to serve according to the ordination of God, to the requirements of God.
耶利米他特别第一章里面特别提到是他在犹大王约西亚当王第十三年的时候，神的话临到他。
And it says in verse 3 that the word of God came to him in the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah.
哦，那这个表示说，其实耶利米先知他单身上有带着祭司跟先知这两个职分呢。
That means that Jeremiah carried the status of a prophet and a priest. These two statuses.
他本来就是祭司的家庭，就是可以当祭司的。
He already was in the family of a priest, so that he could be a priest.
哦，说除非说他是如果身体有残疾的，不可以当。
Unless he had had something wrong with his body that he could not be a priest.
但看起来耶利米先知应该是很正常的。
But from here, we can tell that Jeremiah should have been pretty normal.
那他这个时候，神在他所选定的时间里面把话临到他，就是要呼召他做先知。
And now at this time, when the word of God came to him, calling to him, it means that he was being called to be a prophet.
他早在他母亲的腹中还没有被造成的时候，神就已经认识他的。
Even before he was formed in the womb of his mother, God already knew him.
然后在他母亲的腹中的时候，神就把他分别为圣了。
And in the womb of his mother, God has sanctified him or separated him already.
然后分别出来是要做列国的先知。
And he was separated so that he could be a prophet for the nation.
所以他在没有出生以前，神就把他指定他的工作。
So before he came out, God had already designated the work for him.
他的工作基本上是很特别，是很难的工作。
And his work is very special. It's very difficult.
因为他不但是要对犹大国以色列民讲信息，还要对列国讲信息。
Not only is he to preach the message to the people of Judah, but also to all the nation.
然后他现在所要面对的百姓是那一群不要听他话的人。
And now the people he has to face are people who do not want to listen to him.
那神特别跟他说，要耶利米先知做他的口，做神的口。
And God especially said that he wants Jeremiah to be the mouth of God.
如果我们看第九节啊。
If we look at verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
好，所以这里说，你看神按手在他的口上面，对他说，我把所要当讲的话都放在你的嘴巴里了。
Here says that the Lord put his hand on his mouth, and then he said that he put all the words he wants him to say into his mouth.
他要作为神的口，他的口中要发出神的信息。
He will become the mouth of God, and he will proclaim the messages of God.
那他的信息，这个他的嘴巴的话像火一样的，是很激烈的。
And the words that come from his mouth are like fire; they are very fierce.
我们现在看一下第五章。
Let us look at chapter 5.
耶利米书第五章
Jeremiah chapter 5
第五章我们看一下第几节哈第五章第五章看第十四节
Chapter 5 verse 14
第十四节请读第十四节
14 Therefore thus says the Lord God of hosts Because you speak this wordBehold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people would, and it shall devour them.
好，这里是因为当时候百姓呢，他们其实都是把先知的话当作风，听一听就过去了，不把它当一回事的。
Here, because the people had treated God's word as wind, they just listened to it and then it passed.
啊，因为百姓对先知所讲的话抱这样的态度，所以第十四节神特别说。我要让我的话在你的口中像火，使他们做柴，然后这个火要把他们烧灭。
And because they had this attitude toward the word of God, God told them that His words will be like in the mouth of Jeremiah, fire, and the people will be wood, and it will devour them.
所以先知他的口，他所讲的话是从神来的。
And so the mouth of the prophet has words that came from God.
那神的话就要成为审判的凭据。
And the word of God will become the evidence of judgment.
那所以你看，这个时候神特别跟先知说， 我把我的话放在你的嘴巴里面。
So you see at this time that God specifically said to the prophet that I will put my words in your mouth.
那所以神的话语基本上就像烈火一样的。
So the word of God is basically fire.
今天如果我们看到这样的信息，那我们的嘴巴要讲出神的话，我们的嘴巴一定要干净。
And if we were to see this message today, if we are to speak the word of God, then this message, then our mouths have to be clean.
那这个就是神特别选召耶利米先知，要他来传讲信息的。
And this is God specifically choosing Jeremiah to preach the message.
啊，所以神其实把很重大又艰巨的、很重大困难的工作交给耶利米先知。
And God actually gave to Jeremiah, entrusted him a very heavy and hard work.
你看回来第一章的第十节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 10.
第十节。
Chapter 1, verse 10. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
这个是一个很艰巨的工作，要拆毁重建。
This is a very difficult task.To build and to destroy and to throw down and to build.
哦，那时候神说我要立你在列邦列国之上。
God says that I will set you over nations and over the kingdoms.
所以现在毁坏跟重建都要凭耶利米先知的口。
And so now destroying and building are dependent on the mouth of Jeremiah.
那这些信息呢，基本上是神给他的。所以接下去第一章的第十一节，神特别用一个意象，让他很肯定的说，神的旨意必然成就。
And basically speaking, this task is entrusted to Jeremiah, and he uses a vision in verse 11 to talk about how he will save.
你看第十一节哈，神的话临到我说，耶利米，你看见什么？我说我看见一棵杏树枝。
Says in verse 11, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree.
第十二节，神就对我说：“他说你看得不错，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。”
12. Then the Lord said to me, "You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word."
哦，因为他这为什么会特别谈到这个杏树枝呢
？Why would he talk about this olive branch?
This
almond branch.
因为这个杏树枝，它这个根很留心，很警醒。这字是同字根 同一个字根衍生出来的两个字、啊哦、这个杏树枝在希伯来文里面跟留意然后 很警醒是同字根的
So the word almond has the same root in the original word as being alert or being watchful
那因为第十二节神说我留意要保守我的话就是神所说的话一定会这样实现的、啊
And he says that you have seen well, and I am ready to perform my word, and so it will happen.
啊，所以就是一个意象，一种表达，一种这个意思。看到这一个杏树枝的时候，就是神所讲的话一定会实现，神绝对不会讲不会实现的话了。
And seeing this vision at the same time with that meaning means that whatever God is saying will happen for sure.
这就是双关语，这是一个字有两个意思。
Almond also means carefulness. So, this is a double meaning here that this will surely happen.
神很在意他所讲过的，他所说的审判的。
And God is very careful about His judgment that He has already made.
那这个审判是什么
？And what is this judgment?
就第十三节后面的。
And it's the end of verse 13.
看一个烧开的锅从北方倒下来。
I see a boiling pot and it is facing away from the north.
那这个烧开的锅就是从北方预言将来巴比伦要从北方攻下来。
And this boiling pot from the north is that Babylon will attack from the north in the future.
那因为第16节特别说这居民一切的罪恶以及他们离弃神向偶像烧香、啊、所得到的结果。
And verse 16 says that this is the result of the people worshipping other gods, burning incense to them, and doing wicked things.
那 这件事情神要耶利米去传讲，这个很困难。
For God wanting Jeremiah to preach this is very difficult.
但是神一方面也特别勉励耶利米说：“你不用害怕，我要与你同在。”
But God at the same time encourages Jeremiah, saying, "Do not be afraid; I will be with you."
哦，因为耶利米他那时候。蒙召的时候，他自己认为他年幼。
Because Jeremiah at that time when he was being called, he felt that he was still young.
他没有能力去做这件工作。
That he didn't have the ability to do this work.
但是第七节神跟他说，我派你去你就去，我叫你说什么你就说。
Verse 7 says, however, that God says that whatever I command you, you shall speak and do not be afraid.
因为他其实只是神的
go, you will go.
他只是神的口而已。
Because he's only the mouth of God.
他就是被神所差派出去传讲话而已的。
He's only being sent out by God to say the words.
所以第八节神特别跟他说你不要害怕。
So verse 8, God specifically tells him to not be afraid.
我要跟你同在，要拯救你。
I will be with you and deliver you.
到看回来第一章的第十七节。
Now we turn back to chapter 1, verse 17.
十七节。
17, therefore prepare yourself and arise and speak to them all that I command you. Do not be dismayed before their faces, lest I dismay you before them.
这里神特别跟他说你不要害怕。
Here God especially tells him to not be afraid.
我要让你很刚强的。
I will allow you to be strong.
所以神保证他要让他成为坚城铁柱铜墙，让全地的人都没有办法击倒他。
God will make him a fortified city, an iron pillar and bronze walls, so that no nation can destroy him.
第十九节特别说，他们要攻击你，但是不能够胜过你。
Verse 19 specifically says that they will fight against you, but they will not prevail.
那这个就是一开头在介绍耶利米书的时候，他特别介绍他这个人呢。
In the very beginning, this is how Jeremiah is described in the introduction.
那所以其实耶利米先知啊，他是我们现在啊一个模范传道人的榜样。
But now Jeremiah is in fact a model for preachers today.
神在那个世代兴起这样的一个工人，为了要传达一个很重要的信息。
God at that time raised this special worker to deliver a very important message.
那神就你看，在他还没有出生的时候就准备好了这个人物了。
Even before he was born, God had already prepared this character.
那所以其实我们会发现说，你看神在他选民的这个历史里面，每一个时代他兴起他所重用的人物。
So we'll notice that God, in many different generations, he will raise up his workers.
那他耶利米的特别地方就是他在母腹还没有生出来的时候，神就认识他，然后就选召他，也分派他要做的工作了。
And what's special about Jeremiah is that when he was still in the womb, God had already called him, known him, and a designated work for him to do.
在圣经里面有几个人物有类似的工作，类似的情形。
There are some characters in the Bible who have similar situations and similar work.
你看我们在耶利米书就看到耶利米这个人呢。
We see that in Jeremiah, there's already this character, Jeremiah.
我们在新约的时候，我们看到施洗约翰。
In the New Testament, we see John the Baptist.
施洗约翰，他是在神的旨意里面出现的，就是说他的母亲在年老的时候怀孕的。
John appeared through he came into existence through the will of God because his mother had given birth in old age.
因为他的工作也是神早在创世以前就给他准备好的。
Because his work has already been prepared for him before the creation of the world.
所以我们在读路加福音的时候，你会看到施洗约翰他的那个出现的经过。
So if you read Luke, we can see the process of him coming to be.
我们现在看一下路加福音第一章。
Now let us look at Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
第十五节。
Luke 1 verse 15. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb.
好，这里说他从母腹里面就被圣灵充满了。
Here it says that he was already filled with the Holy Spirit since his mother's womb.
那他要做的工作在第十六节特别说他要让以色列民的心回转。
It specifically says the work he will do in verse 16, that he will turn the hearts of the people of Israel.
第十七节说他有以利亚的心智跟能力。
17 says he has the power and the spirit of Elijah.
他要让全民的心能够转向神。
He will turn all of the hearts of the people to God.
那这个你看这个施洗约翰他的这个的出现你说对照耶利米先知就很类似的。
If you compare the appearance of John the Baptist with that of Jeremiah, their existence and coming to be is very similar.
那这个就是神在那个时代里面作为主耶稣来到以前特别所准备的那个旷野的声音。
That is the voice in the wilderness that was specifically prepared before the coming of Jesus.
那主耶稣基督本身也是这样子。
And Jesus Christ himself is like this.
你看他还没有来到的时候，这个天使早就预言了。
Even before he came, angels had long ago prophesied.
就是天使跟玛利亚说，但是先知早就已经预言好这个他的来到。
The angel told Mary, and the angel long ago had already prophesied that he would be born.
所以在圣经里面在讲这样一个现象的时候，都通常在提出神在每一个世代里面都会兴起他的人物来执行他的工作。
And these phenomena are to say that God in different generations and different times will raise his workers to do his work.
那我们现在读耶利米先知的时候，
And now when we read about Jeremiah the prophet,
一定要想到这个人物现在在讲我。
We have to think that this character is talking about me.
当我们这样想的时候，我们看这个信息就看得很活。
And once we think about it like this, then this message will come to life.
为什么我们这样说呢？
Why do we say this?
我们现在来看以弗所书第一章。
Let us look at Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第一章我们请看第三节。
Let us look at chapter 1 verse 3.
三节请读到第七节。
Chapter 1 verse 3 to 7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. 4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. 5. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved.
第七节。
7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. 8. Which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
好，这个在特别在第三节的地方说，第四节说，神在创立世界以前就在基督里面拣选了我们呢。
In verse 4 specifically says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
我们今天其实你看都是被神拣选的人物。
Today, we are ones who are chosen by God.
在基督耶稣里面，我们他说在他里面成为圣洁没有瑕疵的。
In Jesus Christ, it says,we have become holy and without blame.
我们今天被拣选，在还没有出生以前就被拣选，然后就蒙爱，不是因为我们有什么好，是因为神的恩典临到我们。
Today we have been chosen and to be in His love is not because we are good, but because He has grace upon us.
他爱我们，所以他按他的旨意所喜悦的，他说，让我们得到借着耶稣基督得到儿子的名分呢。
He loved us, and because He was pleased.Then he allowed us to receive the status through Jesus Christ.
那他把我们选召出来爱我们要做什么？
And why would he choose us in his love? What to do what?
第六节说，
Verse 6 says,
使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
To the praise of the glory of his grace.
也就是说我们要让神的这个恩典在我们身上所施的这个恩典能够把它彰显出来，让众人看到神的荣耀。
This means thatthe grace that he has bestowed upon us has to be manifested in us so that it would be glorified among men.
这个恩典是在耶稣基督里面赐给我们的啦。
This grace is comes through Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天，你看我们今天蒙神拣选，能够相信耶稣。
Today we are chosen by God so that we can believe in Jesus.
那我们在耶稣基督里面第七节特别说，我们的罪借着耶稣的这个爱子的血的蒙救赎，过犯得赦免了。
And our sins have been forgiven through His blood.
那这个是他丰富的恩典。
And this is the riches of His grace.
那今天我们其实都是在主耶稣基督里面蒙拣选的人物了。
And today we are all people who have been saved in Jesus Christ.
那我们在这个世代里面被拣选要做什么工作
？In this generation, we have been chosen to do what kind of work?
你看。你如果把它对照在耶利米书里面所看的、所传达的信息，
If you compare the message that was written in Jeremiah,
今天神拣选我们进入他的身体，这个教会里面一定有目的。
Today, God choosing us into the body to His church, there must be a purpose.
他要我们成为他圣洁的器皿。
He wants us to become His holy vessels.
你看这个在罗马书第九章，神这样说，保罗这样说。
If you look at Romans 9, Paul says.
罗马书第九章
Romans chapter 9
神他像一个主人一个窑匠他可以做出他所需要的器皿
God is the master. He is able to make the vessels that he wants to use.
第九章二十一节。
9:21。
读一下二十一节、二十二节。
21-22. Does not the potter have power over the clay, from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? 22. What if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction?
23.
And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory.
24.
Even us whom he called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles?
你看这里特别在讲说，神他是一个像一个窑匠，他拿这个这块泥土，他可以做成不同的器皿。
Here it especially says that God is like a potter. He can take the clay and make all kinds of vessels.
我们今天被神所造的这个器皿都是圣洁蒙爱的器皿，要被神重用的。
And we vessels created by God are all to be used for honorable purposes for Him.
我们都是被神所招来的。
We have all been chosen. We have all been called by God.
那被神所招来的这个器皿一定是要摆在神的家里面成为贵重的。
Vessels that have been called by God had to be placed in the house and as honorable.
应该所以今天我们其实都是被神所立的人呢。
And in fact, all of us are ones that are being used by God.
我们都是被神所差派的。
We are all ones that have been sent by God.
你看当时候神跟耶利米说，我派你去，去哪你就去，你要你说什么话你就说。
God said to Jeremiah at that time that wherever I send you, you shall go. Whatever I tell you to say, you shall speak.
今天我们一样被神拣选。
Today we have also, in the same way,
在耶稣基督里面得到了这个儿子的名分。
In Jesus Christ, we receive the status of children.
他要在我们的身上，让他的恩典得到荣耀的称赞。
On us, he wants his grace to be glorified.
所以现在主耶稣拣召我们，他也派我们去我们要去的地方。
And now when he sends us, then we will go to those places.
他要我们去说出他所要说的信息。
He wants us to say the message he wants us to say his message.
所以你看马可福音第十六章，他这样特别提醒每一个人。
So Mark chapter 26, he especially reminds.
马可十六章。
Mark 16, he especially reminds everybody.
我们看第十六章十五节。
Mark 16 verse 15.
十六章十五节。
Mark 16 verse 15, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
十六节。
16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
第十七节。
And 17, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will be cast out. They will cast out demons.They will speak with new tongues. 18. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
你看这一段话，主耶稣对每一个信他的人这样说。
We see in this passage, he said to all those who believe in him.
当时候当然是对主耶稣所交付的这些门徒说的了。
At that time, of course, it was to his disciples who he was addressing at that time.
但今天我们是属神的，跟从耶稣的门徒。
But today we are those who belong to God, disciples who follow him.
这一句话是对我们说的。
And this phrase is also toward us.
你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
所以今天神也是派我们去哪里，我们就去哪里。
And so God also sends us to places, and we will also go.
然后他派我们出去要讲什么？他把他的话让我们知道。
What he wants to say when he sends us out, he allows us to know.
所以他说要去传福音给万民听。
So he says to preach the gospel to every creature.
所以神把所当说的信息赐给我们。
So at that time, God gave us the message he wanted us to proclaim.
这就是为什么你看主耶稣他来到世界的时候，他先把这个福音先讲清楚了。
This is why Jesus first clarified the gospel before he left.
然后他讲完之后，他又把他很详细的教导他的使徒，让他们都明白这个福音到底是怎么一回事。
And after he said it, then he instructed his disciples clearly so they understood what it meant.
然后他现在派他的门徒出去，把这个福音讲给万民听了。
And now he sent his disciples out so that they can preach this gospel to all creation.
那现在你看主耶稣他升天去以后，他现在降下圣灵来。
And now the Lord Jesus had ascended to heaven and sent down the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵要来指教我们所当说的话。
And this Holy Spirit is to instruct us on the words we must speak.
你看，所以今天其实我们每一个人在主耶稣里面，我们都是特别被写出来的人。
Us in fact in Jesus Christ have already been especially chosen.
那现在圣灵亲自要把神的信息放在我们的口中。
And now the Holy Spirit wants to put His message into our mouth.
那神要让我们的口被他所用。
And God wants our mouths to be used.
他派我们去讲该说的话。
God sends us out to say the words we must say.
哦，所以神他现在也是一样，用圣灵来把他的信息放在我们心里，让我们的口里。
And God is also using the Holy Spirit to put His message into our hearts and in our mouths.
哦，所以今天呢，其实我们都是被神所分别为圣的人。
So in fact, today we are ones who are separated by God and sanctified.
在哥林多前书第二章这样说。
In 2 Corinthians,
哥林多前书
in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says,
请看哥林多前书第二章。
Please look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们现在要去讲神的信息。
Now we're going to talk about the message of God.
我们要祈求圣灵来指教我们。
And we will ask the Holy Spirit to instruct us.
二章的十三节。
2 verse 13.
二章十三节跟十四节。
1 Corinthians 2, 13 to 14. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
这里特别提到说我们先讲说这些事，其实这些事就是有关于神救恩的事情。
Here especially mentions these things, and these are talking about the things related to salvation.
他说不是用人智慧的所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语。
And not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but with the words Holy Spirit teaches.
也就是说，今天这个信息，这些话是圣灵启示我们，让我们明白的这个道理啊。
Which means that these words are words that have been revealed to us by the Holy Spirit, so that we can understand the word.
那这些属灵的道理，他说如果属灵的人就领会，如果属世的人就不能够知道。
And these spiritual teachings are understood by the spiritually discerned and by the spiritual. Those who are natural do not understand it.
你看，所以今天呢，我们如果明白我们的身份
，So today, if we understand our status,
我们是被神所拣选、所差派、所立的人。
We have been chosen by God, called by God, and used by God.
我们已经被神主耶稣基督的宝血所赦罪，是成为圣洁的。
We have already been sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们也接受了主耶稣的差遣。
And we have received the sending of Jesus.
你看，今天我们每个人要所住的疆界、生活、动作、存留的每一个细节，其实神都已经被我们安排好的。
You see every detail of the time that we were born, the places that we live, and everything has already been appointed by God.
现在神也把我们当说的话放在我们的口里面的。
And now God has already put into our mouths the words that we must say.
要祈求圣灵真的把这个神的话语让我们明白。
To ask the Holy Spirit so that we can understand truly these words.
让我们可以把主耶稣基督的这个福音把它讲解明白。
That we can explain very clearly and understand the words of God.
那如果我们能够看到这个耶利米先知里面他里面所表达这个道理啊。
And if we could see the teachings that Jeremiah, the prophet, is trying to proclaim here,
我们就会勇敢的去传扬福音了。
Then we will courageously preach the gospel.
因为我们会发现，当我们愿意这样子听神的差遣去做的时候，一定会得到神的同工。
Because we will realize that when we are willing to listen to the sending of God, then God will work with us.
你看，神跟耶利米特别跟他说：“我跟你同在，我要拯救你。”
We see that God specifically told Jeremiah that I will deliver you and be with you.
所以你不要害怕。
So do not be afraid.
你要很勇敢，很坚强。
You must be courageous and strong.
所以你看，今天凡是神所差的人，他都会得到神的这个保证。
So we see today that those who God sends will receive this guarantee.
我们在马可福音第十六章，神也特别这样。主耶稣特别这样跟他的门徒说啊。
And in Mark chapter 16, God also said this to his
disciples. 他说：“我必与你们同在的。
”I will be with you.
啊，我让你们可以经历到神的这个神迹作为。
I will allow you to experience the works and miracles of God.
马太福音第二十八章最后，主耶稣说：“如果你们把这些道理都教训给所有的民知道，说我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
And Matthew 28 specifically says that if you are able to preach these words and make disciples of all nations and teach these words.Then I will be with you until the end.
那所以你看，神其实真的，你看他跟摩西也这样保证，我与你同在。
And he had also guaranteed this to Moses that I will be with you.
你看神跟耶稣也这样说，你刚强壮胆，不要害怕，我与你同在。
And God said this to Joshua, be strong and courageous, and don't be afraid, because I will be with you.
神跟保罗这样说。
And God said this to Paul.
即使被关起来了。
Even though you have been chained.
他说你不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
我要与你同在，我要跟你一起到。这个罗马去
I will be with you, and I will go with you into Rome.
你一定可以站在这个君王面前为我做见证。
You certainly will be able to stand before the king and make a testimony of me.
都是神特别跟他保证说我与你同在。
And God especially had been testifying, had been guaranteeing that he will be with them.
所以今天我们去执行神的工作的时候
，And so today when we go out to do the work of God,
一样神这样子跟我们保证。
It is the same that God guarantees this to us.
我们可以心里很放心的去这样子成为神国的勇士。
We can be relieved to go and do the work as the soldiers of the kingdom of God.
所以今天呢，我们在读耶利米书的时候，我们希望说每一个人都能够真的去得到这个信息的重点。
So when we read Jeremiah, we hope that everybody can receive the content.
我们每一个人都能够效法这个先知成为神所重用的这个属灵的勇士。
That we can imitate this prophet and become a vessel that can be used by God.
那我们同时也能够很警醒。
At the same time, we can also be very alert.
你看那个先知，他常常看到异象，他看到异象的时候，都是看到这个他所预言的这个景象即将实现了。
We see that the prophet saw many visions, and when he saw visions, it would be about things that would come very quickly.
那所以我们在读耶利米书的时候，我们一定要看到这样的一个重点，要很警醒。
And so when we read Jeremiah, we see this main point that we have to be alert and watchful.
因为我们知道这个毁灭就即将来到的。
Because we know that this destruction is coming soon.
因为当这个世界都在说平安平安的时候，
because once this world is saying peace peace,
其实就是这个主耶稣再来的时候快到了。
In fact, that is the time that the Lord Jesus will come soon.
这个时候如果我们没有做相对的准备，
and if we do not relatively prepare at this time,
其实就像耶利米先知所看到，他说这个毁灭顷刻来到，
then it will be like Jeremiah says.Like it says in Jeremiah, that this destruction will come speedily.
那个时候地就变空虚，什么东西都被烈火消灭了。
At that time, the land will become barren and will be everything will be destroyed by the nations.
那个时候再来后悔就来不及了。
At that time, it's too late to be regret.
好，所以我们从今天所分享的，希望说我们能够一天一章的读耶利米书的信息。
And from what we have shared today, we hope that.We can read daily, chapter by chapter, the messages of Jeremiah.
那我们都能够效法先知所留下的榜样，然后来尽心尽力的来传扬神的道理。
That we can all imitate the example left by Jeremiah and put in our effort to preach the gospel.
勇敢的来完成神所托付我们的使命。
Courageously complete the commission that God has entrusted us.
因为我们灵步道会其实就是一个很重要的时间。
Because in fact, our evangelical services are an important time.
就是我们今天能够借由这个属灵的这个灵会的举办呢，让我们激发这样子一个心智来为神的道理奉献出我们应当尽的应该要的责任。
And through the spiritual convocation, we help stir up a determination to do that what we should do according to the word of God.
所以愿主祝福带领我们。
So may the Lord bless and guide us.
我们再一起来唱诗243首。
Let us sing hymn together again, 243.